أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Back to Quran City, and today we will be looking at another surah from Nida Street in Muhammad Square, which is Surah Al-Talaq. Surah Al-Talaq is surah number 65. It's a short surah. It's got 12 ayat and it's a Madani surah. It's also known as Nisa al-Qusra, the shortest surah of women. This is what the surah is about. And as I said, it's part of Nida Street and starts off with an address to the Prophet, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet. First of all, let's look at the word talaq. The word talaq comes from itlaq, which is when two things cannot be held together. Try as you might, they cannot, and therefore they need to be released from each other, like a bow and arrow. It's got to be released, and that's where the word comes from. The surah focuses on the divine order to exercise compassion in divorce. It talks about trust in Allah, and then the awesomeness of Allah and divine guidance through His Messenger. So it begins in the first section, which is ayah 1 to 7, compassion in divorce. Details regarding the waiting period to be observed after divorce. But it emphasizes the order from divinity that you must exercise compassion and fairness in divorce. Look at what Allah says. He says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا عَجَلَهُنَّ, this is ayah 2, when they have reached that prescribed time, فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, then detain them with kindness, أَوْ فَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, or separate them with kindness. You know, there is a recommendation to stay together once you've made the intention so that there may be some reconciliation. In this section, one of the most phenomenal ayat of the Quran about trust in Allah. So this is the end of the second ayah and the beginning of the third. Let me talk about it for a minute. See, on a visit to Mashhad, Ayatollah Khomeini met the scholar Ayatollah Hasan Ali Isfahani in the courtyard of the shrine of Imam Rida. And Imam Khomeini asked him to teach him alchemy. And he said he would teach him something better than alchemy. He said, after every wajib salah, recite Ayatul Kursi, then the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra, then Suratul Ikhlas 3 times, and then Salawat 3 times, and then the last part of the second verse of Suratul Talaq and the third verse. And it goes like this. يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever is God conscious, Allah will show him a way out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he will give him sustenance from where he doesn't even think about. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and whoever trusts Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, he is enough for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي, he will make him reach his purpose. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا, and Allah has appointed a measure for everything. This is a phenomenal ayah. Every Fajr, after Fajr, recited 7 times. But if you do these amal, which we call better than alchemy, my goodness, they just move mountains. Section 2 of the surah is ayah 8 to 10. Just 3 ayat, but Allah talks about the fate of the deniers of divinity. And He's quite firm here. He says, اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, Allah has prepared for them severe punishment. In this ayah, He talks about divine guidance. And He says, Allah, be God conscious. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who understand and believe. In other words, those who can think clearly, who believe. He says, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا, Allah has indeed revealed to you a reminder, and is talking about the Qur'an. And finally, in section 3, which is ayah 11 to 12, my goodness, it's the awesomeness of Allah and His Messenger. When He says about the Messenger, رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, a messenger who recites to you the clear communications. بَيِّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that Allah will bring those who believe and do good deeds from darkness into light. And then he says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ and those who believe in Allah, وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا and do good deeds, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا. He will cause them to enter gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide there forever. And then look at the last bit. أَحَسَّنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْكَ. This is the ultimate, the most awesome sort of risk. Encompassing sustenance. And then in the final ayah, the awesomeness of Allah. اللَّهُ الَّذِي Allah is He who خَلَقَ سَبْعَ السَّمَاوَاتٍ who created the seven heavens. وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ and of the earth, the like of them. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنَّ لِتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And his decree continues to descend amongst them, that you may know that Allah has power over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا and he encompasses all things in his knowledge. Phenomenal surah, which says even when things are not working out, you must have compassion and trust. It's all about TTC, incorporating those attributes in our lives. Trustworthiness, truthfulness, and compassion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be TTC in absolutely everything we do. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.